You're listening to SBS News.
Touching down in Manama, Bahrain, for his two-day Peace to Prosperity conference, President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior White House advisor Jared Kushner has outlined phase one of a proposed peace deal for the Middle East. The plan promises the US would invest $72 billion in the region, opening the West Bank and Gaza to global markets, funding major infrastructure upgrades for Palestinians, and boosting the economies of Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, and Egypt to strengthen the broader region. Mr. Kushner is calling it the most comprehensive economic plan ever developed for the region, offering peace predicated on economic prosperity.
My direct message to the Palestinian people is that despite what those who have let you down in the past tell you, President Trump and America have not given up on you. This workshop is for you. The vision we developed and released, if executed correctly, will lead to a better future for the Palestinian people, a future of dignity, prosperity, and opportunity. We can turn this region from a victim of past conflicts into a model for commerce advancement throughout the world.
There are no Israeli or Palestinian officials attending the conference, but finance ministers of some US-allied Gulf Arab states are attending. Lebanon and Iraq have refused to participate, saying they are showing solidarity with Palestinians. The proposal has been met with widespread skepticism across the Middle East, with critics suggesting the US has merely replaced its land for peace formula with a new money for peace approach. Ismail Haniyeh is the leader of Hamas, whose militant wing has been designated by many countries as a terrorist group and which has governed Gaza since 2007. He is calling Mr. Kushner's proposal an illusion and is vowing to reject the deal.
No to the deal of the century, no to giving up on an atom of Palestine, all Palestinians, no for giving up on Jerusalem, no for settlement projects, and no for an alternative home, and no for the expansion projects for those who are dreaming or imagining expanding Gaza into Sinai, expanding West Bank into Jordan, or that Jordan is responsible for the West Bank, or that Egypt is responsible for Gaza. I say Palestine is Palestine, and Jordan is Jordan.
There have been protests across the Middle East following Mr. Kushner's announcement, with people in the Palestinian territories and beyond taking to the streets to demonstrate their unhappiness with the proposed peace deal. Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli forces in the West Bank, with politician Mustafa Barghouti also saying the US's promise of a better future for Palestine is an illusion.
There can be no economic solution as a substitute to our freedom. And second, how can we have economic development when we cannot control our borders, our import, our export, our free market, our freedom of movement? And even we do not control the taxes we pay, which Israel keeps cutting from time to time. So there is no economic prosperity. It's a deceit that Mr. Kushner is spreading around, and we will not be deceived by it.
Protesters also took to the streets in Lebanon, where Palestinian refugees number in the hundreds of thousands and make up an estimated 10% of the country's population.
I'm holding the Palestinian flag to tell the people that went to Manama that Palestine is not for sale. Palestine is my right. It's not your right to go and negotiate on my behalf. I'm a Palestinian woman, daughter of people who struggled for the cause. I'm Palestinian. It's not your right to sell our land. We won't give up our land, and Palestine is not for sale. The right to return is the legitimate right.
Stephen Schwartzman, the chief executive officer of the US private equity firm Blackstone Group, is also in Bahrain for Mr. Kushner's conference. He disagrees with the deal's critics, saying the economic gains it promises for Palestine are very achievable.
This plan is not that financially ambitious. It's got $27 billion for the Palestinians. It's only about 20% equity, so it's not that much. It's like $5.5 billion. We've put at Blackstone more than $5.5 billion in a single investment, and this is for remaking a region.
While the peace plan promises investments with the potential of halving Palestinian poverty within 10 years, Mr. Kushner says he will not reveal the conditions for peace at this conference.
To be clear, economic growth and prosperity for the Palestinian people are not possible without an enduring and fair political solution to the conflict, one that guarantees Israel's security and respects the dignity of the Palestinian people. However, today is not about the political issues. We'll get to those at the right time.
U.S. President Trump is expected to unveil his vision for that political solution towards the end of the year after Israel has held its general election. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.